18 minutes past 7. Welcome back to Sabah on Muslim on Radio Islam International. As I was mentioning earlier on, two Muslim students from Itikwini have been denied from continuing their internships at the Choko Sons Ilangeni and Maharani hotels in KwaZulu-Natal after allegedly refusing to shave their beards in what is believed to be the latest case of alleged discrimination in South Africa. The students were allegedly threatened by Sean Munro, a renowned South African chef and current executive head chef of both the hotels, who was approached for comment by Radio Islam but declined on legal advice. It is alleged that Munro demanded that the students shave their beards or leave the internship program. The two students, Yusuf Muhammad and Huzaifa Muhiddin, are currently enrolled at the Capsicum Culinary School studying to become chefs. They were placed at the Ilangeni and Maharani hotels by the culinary school and were to serve a four-month voluntary internship. Now, to get more perspective and details to the story, which was run by Radio Islam International's Mohammed Amin Dabelia in his article yesterday, we are joined by the two individuals themselves. Huzaifa Muhiddin, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Yusuf Muhammad, jazakumullah to you as well for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome. Now, Yusuf, if we can maybe start with you, because it seems from the way I understand the story, it's when you reported for work at Ilangeni on the first day that the issue arose. Can you give us a bit more perspective as to what happened on that day?
It was the first day when I started. They showed me around and they never told me anything about my beard.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first went into the kitchen, the head sous chef named Clinton, I'm not sure what his surname, he came up to me and he's like, I need to wear a beard net or I must go clean shaven or leave the hotel. So I told him I'd wear a beard net.
Hmm.
Then after that, he said, okay, wait, we can't allow you to wear a beard net. You have to go clean shaven. So I said, no, I can't go clean shaven. And then he said, I must continue here, come back tomorrow and decide whether I want to go clean shaven or leave the hotel. So I went the next day, I spoke to him, I said, I'm not going clean shaven, it's for my religion.
Hmm.
Then after that week, I spoke to the head chef, Sean. Sean said, it's part of the Southern Clan policy where I have to go clean shaven. So I told him, I told you I can't, but I said I could wear a beard net if they wanted. They said they didn't want me to wear a beard net. So he said, I must go home and decide again. I came home, I told my mom spoke to him. And he had a bit of an attitude. He's like, he doesn't care about the religion and he's not going to bend the rules for all our religions.
Now, Huzaifa, up to this point, I understand that you were at the Maharani, right? And you were wearing a beard net and there was no issue.
Yeah, there was no issue. Okay.
And then when did it become an issue with you? As soon as Yusuf's issue arose?
When I also started there and I also went for the interview and such a... And then Clinton was like, okay, you must please shave. I was like, no, chef, it's against our religion. They just told me, make sure you wear a beard net and speak to a chef about my beard. So now I started Maharani after the tour interview. And Sean Munro saw me with my beard. He didn't say anything about my beard. He didn't say anything at all. So when I started next door at Maharani Hotel, my chef is okay. He was like, okay, you must shave after Ramadan. I was like, no, chef, I can't shave. Until I mentioned my father's name that he won't allow me to shave. Mm. And also against my religion. He's like, okay, I don't have anything against religion. But he didn't tell me to wear a beard net. So I thought it was fine.
Mm.
Then when I think Sean Munro started making a fuss out of a beard, he just told me, no, Zaifa, you know what? Just wear a beard net now just to be safe. I started wearing my beard net. And then when it happened with what happened with Mohammed Yusuf and his parents, and Sean Munro was very arrogant to his parents, I came in. I started that same day. I started at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that day, my chef's like, okay, I have a problem. And I was like, what now, chef? Like, you can't work here because you're not clean shaven and you must find a new place and stuff like that. So I just left.
Now, you guys were placed there, if I understand correctly, by Capsicum Culinary School. That's where you are training to become a chef.
Yeah, I asked actually to be placed there.
Okay, so Huzaifa, you were at Maharani and Yusuf, you were at Ilangeni.
Gee.
Now, what did Capsicum have to say about all of this, Yusuf?
They never really say anything as yet because I just went to them and told them we need a hotel ASAP.
Mm. So they positioned you elsewhere?
Now I'm doing it in Balmoral Hotel.
And there's no issue with the beard?
No, alhamdulillah, they're good. They allow me to go for my salah also.
And Huzaifa, where are you at the moment?
I got placed at Protea Hotel in Amplanga Ridge.
And no problem with the beard as well?
No problem with the beard. I just have to wear my beard net at all times. And they also allow me to go for Salah.
Now, Yusuf Eluzif, I want to ask you both, at the time when you were working at both Maharani and Ilangeni, was there anybody working there who had at least a small beard on the face, or they had long hair? You know, anybody where the same argument could be applied that the hair could get into the food from a hygiene perspective, unless they covered it fully or used a net or used a scarf or something like that?
At Maharani, there were a few staff that had like very small beards, like a small stubble, like a goatee kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the junior chefs, they had a small stubble. Used to shave the sides off and keep a small stubble, but they didn't have a problem with his small stubble.
Now, did you guys try to take this up with the management of Chokosan that run these two hotels? I mean, go beyond Sean Munro and plead your case to them?
We spoke to the general manager. I think her name is Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave us the exact same answer. She's like, it's part of the Salin San policy.
Was it for yourself?
My father actually spoke to Samantha Cross, and she, when he spoke to her, she was very arrogant with my father, and she said that, you know, if a Muslim chef has a beard, then there's no place for him in this industry. And if a woman wants to become a chef, then there's also no place in this industry for her because of hijab or cloak and scarf. She said that.
She said this verbally?
Gee, to my father.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to also check with you, there are some social medias, media messages that have been doing the rounds overnight after the story has been was broken. There is one message, I cannot at the moment authenticate whether it comes from Chokosan or not, but it seems like it's some sort of a response from the hotel. And in that response, they mention that they have a hygiene policy which includes restrictions on facial hair, and they say that Capsicum Culinary Studio has this restriction mentioned in its study notes, and that every student of Capsicum has to sign these notes and acknowledge that they are willing to adhere to this hygiene policy. Is this true, Yusuf?
I never really see anything there about the beard in Capsicum. And Capsicum never tell us anything about the beard, because in Capsicum we had our beard.
Josefa, did you come across any of this in study notes at Capsicum?
No, not in the study notes. And we did mention it to us, but to the other students, not to us, because we were Muslims, so they know. Because most of the students are actually Muslims, you know. So they know that we won't, that it's part of religion to keep a beard. So when we had practicals, we just wore a beard net.
So just to be clear, Josefa, Capsicum does have a rule about facial hair, but they excluded you guys because of your religious beliefs?
Yes, with our religious beliefs.
Now, Yusuf, another issue mentioned in that statement is that they say, and again, I'm assuming this coming from Chokosan, that when we became aware of their religious beliefs, we contacted Capsicum and we arranged for them to be placed at a halal location. Is this true? Did Chokosan contact Capsicum and say, we cannot accommodate them here because of our hygiene policy, but we suggest you take them to a halal restaurant?
No. The day I left, I went straight to Capsicum and told Capsicum I need a new place. Ilangeni did not contact them.
Mm-hmm. Now, another issue that's been raised in some of the social media posts, and I just want you to clarify this, Josefa, they're saying that Capsicum is not a halal culinary school, and that you guys were working in a kitchen where you had to work with wine and you had to work with pork. Is that true, Josefa?
No, that's not true. Capsicum in South Africa is the only halal chef school, like fully halal.
Okay.
Other chef schools cater for halal, but this one is completely halal. There's no pork on the premises, there's no wine on the premises, and they buy all the meat from Star Meats. Star Meats
and Continental
Butchery.
Mm. Now, now Capsicum, you mentioned, is the only halal culinary school, but when they place you in a kitchen, whether it's at Ilangeni, Maharani, Belmoral, anywhere else, is it also halal friendly in that environment, or are you forced to work with products that are not halal?
At Maharani, I only worked with Star Meats is one of the biggest suppliers to hotels, so Maharani had Star Meats.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with the halal meat. Gee.
And they allowed you not to work with the pork and the wine or...
Yes, they allow me. I just told them straight, I'm not working with the pork and stuff. So the one chef told me, you're limiting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, God will provide for me.
Okay, and Yusuf, yourself at Ilangeni, how was it for you in terms of the non-halal products?
When I went to Ilangeni, I went into the fridges and the freezers. The pork and wine are separated from the meat, but like I'm not sure if they're using the same pots and pans to cook the food.
But yourself, you only working with halal meat in that particular kitchen?
In that one day, I only worked with halal stuff.
All right. Now, just to conclude, is there any other further detail that either Yusuf or Zefa that you would like to add, just to give more perspective to the whole story?
Well, we learned at school cross contamination. So they supposed cross contamination mustn't use the same grilla for everything. So like Mahrani does that, they use the same grilla for pork, meat, beef, everything. So I'm just worried about the vegetarians. You know, they don't like that. And the halal side is not. They get someone to supply the halal side. But what about the vegetarian stuff when someone asks for that? So at V&V, I haven't seen it, but how do you know if the restaurants at Elangeni Mahi claim they're halal, but how do we know they are using separate utensils, separate equipment, separate everything to cook the halal food? Because they do claim they're halal. They told me themselves they claim they're halal.
And you saw that they were using the same utensils, even though they claim to be halal?
Yeah, that's the restaurant. I never worked at the restaurant, but upstairs at the buffet kitchen, they also claim they're halal. But they use the same thing for everything. They use the same equipment, same utensils for everything.
And Yusuf, what would you guys like to see going forward? Do you want an apology? Do you want them to revisit their policy? What would you like to see come out of this?
You know, I'd like them to check their contract and their house rules, because when I went over the contract, it said nothing about a beard. And Huzaifa and I signed the exact same contract. And the house rules, I just read that. It says you need to have neat and tidy here. It doesn't say anything about clean shaven. I just want them to see that. The Southern Sun policy must... The chefs in Southern Sun must just see that. That house rule they gave me.
Mm-hmm. And Huzaifa, you guys are obviously starting to become chefs. In the industry, I mean, are there non-Muslims who keep a beard or who keep long hair and are still chefs and are allowed to work in kitchens, and they just need to keep it either with a net or, you know, totally concealed, so obviously that, you know, you don't have strands of hair falling into the food?
Well, I'm working at a Tokyo hotel. My chef, he has a beard, so he wears a beard at all time. And then if you look at overseas, there's this chef guy, he has a beard. He's a professional chef. He's a professional chef. I'm sure he also wore a beard net.
All right. Huzaifa and Yusuf, to both of you, jazakumullah for your time this morning, for availing yourself and for giving us more insight into this story.
Shukran.
That was Yusuf Muhammad and Huzaifa Muhyiddin. You've got their perspective. The article is also up on the website. We are still trying to pursue the general manager. Her name, as you heard them mention there, is Samantha. She's asked our news team to drop her an email, and she said she'll take it from there. We tried yesterday to get a response. So we obviously have to give both sides an opportunity to give their perspective. Samantha Croft is her name. Sean Munro, the head chef, Mohammed Amin from the news team, did contact him yesterday. He said he's under legal advice not to say anything. The director of human relations for both the hotels in email has said that they've referred the issue to their legal team. We're trying to see if Samantha Croft will comment. We'll also be speaking to Yusha Tayyab a little later, because the Muslim Lawyers Association has expressed interest in this particular issue, and we'll try and get their perspective as to what does the law say. On the one hand, you understand when they're saying about contamination, you're preparing food, you don't want hair to be falling into the food, but there are ways around it. I mean, there are chefs who are, you know, more of that hippie type, and they would have a beard, they would have long hair. A lot of men keep long hair, a lot of women work in kitchens. So are you going to say, what about the long hair? And I'm just thinking, I remember a few times I've seen many Muslims work in surgical wards, right? Doctors. Surgeons, and they've got long beards. Now there, it's even more critical. It's not about a strand or two of hair that's going to end up in somebody's food. There, I mean, it's about hair that can actually fall into the open body of a person that you are operating on. And yet, you know, they're allowed to operate. They're not told that, you know what, if you want to be a surgeon, you need to shave your beard, or you need to have very short hair. They wear that beard net. I know when my wife had to do a cesarean section, And they told me, look, if you want to come into the operating theater, you may do so, but I've got a long beard, and they told me you've got to wear a beard net. And that's fine. I mean, you can understand it. You can understand the rules. I don't think anybody's got an issue with having hygiene rules. It's about, you know, where you throw an ultimatum to someone and you say, you know what, either you've got to shave your beard. Even the beard net is not good enough. I think that's where it becomes problematic. But look, this is the one side of the story. We will hear the other side of the story. Hopefully, Samantha Croft will agree to give us an interview, and we can get their perspective and take it from there, inshallah.